8:21 with Tom and Laura. Now, you know, we're kind of giving you a little ribbon earlier that, you know, you're here on a daily basis. Everybody hears you. You know, people know that you're in, you know, the production of Les Mis, and your daughter's also in the production. But that's not good enough. We have to talk with what we would consider to be
the important people in the show.
Well, I mean,
okay.
I'm just a chorus member.
I'm just, okay.
I know. And it's November. That means we're in the same month now as the production. Gosh.
No, we don't talk about that.
And in the studio with us, we have Annie Nichols and Travis Burge. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
All right. Now, this actually means, like a lot of people say, what does it mean? Because it in West Texas, some people call
Les
Miserables. It Les Miserables. who is he? no, Les Miserables. It means the miserable.
Oh, yes.
It's a story and a show about miserable people.
Essentially, yeah. Miserable times.
Yes.
Back in the 1800s, whenever, it's not the big French Revolution that took place, but it's the smaller one when they had the all of the students that got together and tried to rebel against the new form of government that had just taken place. And it's kind of the storylines that fall in between. It mainly follows the story of Valjean and Javert, they see life in a completely different way. One lives by the law and one lives more by faith. And you kind of get to see that struggle within each one of those characters. But it's a lot of fun. It's a really great show. They're bringing in lots of great people to do it. And we're definitely fortunate to get to be a part of such a great cast.
Yeah, when you say bringing in people, actually, I guess the two names that a lot of people are really, I guess, paying the most attention to coming in from out of town would be David Gashin and then Rebecca Satoff Davis.
Yes. Correct.
Which is actually Mary Satoff, who is CEO of LSO. That's her daughter.
Correct.
So, anyway, have you guys had any workouts or rehearsals with David yet? Or is it one of those things where you guys are doing your thing and he'll come in at... They'll kind of come in at the end of the rehearsal period, and I mean, it's not like he hasn't done this before,
right?
Yeah, he played and because, Phantom of the Opera on Broadway for years and
definitely,
years.
Yeah. And so, because of his experience and because he is more of a professional, they'll bring him in about 2 weeks before the show starts.
Yeah,
they'll bring Rebecca in 3 weeks before.
I think this week she'll be here.
That's correct. And then we'll get to start incorporating them into the staging. And
well, duh, because it is 3 weeks away. The
3 weeks!
Oh, yeah, right. Yes. Now we've been rehearsing with their understudies, which are just a couple of Texas Tech students, but they're doing a fabulous job filling in for them. So it's been really nice to have them there.
Should be interesting.
They're kind of the quiet saviors of the show.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, we got a couple of minutes here.
Tell us who you play in the show.
Oh, yeah. I'm Annie Nichols. I play Eponine. She's one of the romantic characters, I guess. She's in love with one of the soldier student revolutionaries, and he's in love with someone else. And so
that's why she's miserable.
Right. Yep, and she dresses up as a boy and goes into battle with him, and all sorts of stuff happens. I won't ruin the ending, but it's pretty miserable.
So, Travis, who do you play, and why are you miserable?
I play Enjolras. And that's miserable enough because my name. No, I'm just kidding. I play the revolutionary leader, and I get these group of students together. I rally them, and I get them all excited to go to war. So I'm pretty much the one that starts it all. I'm the extreme hardcore Mountain Dew guy on the commercials that you see. That's like extreme. Let's go fight a war and
nice.
Let's win.
Okay,
now
hey.
Both of you. You just came off of starring roles in local community theater. Travis was Joseph in The Amazing Technicolor Raincoat.
Right. Uh-huh.
And Annie was the star of Hairspray.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
I was sick last time I was here, so I probably didn't talk that much.
No, but I recognize you under the bouffant.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
That's me.
Okay. You guys got something you might want to sing a few bars?
Yeah.
Sure.
Go ahead.
This is the song that Eponine, unfortunately, is shot. And it is the song that her and Marius sing together. So this isn't my character, so forgive me, Daniel, for stealing a part from me.
Go ahead.
What do you want me to
say? And a one. And a two. Okay. And a three.
Don't you fret, Monsieur Marius. I don't feel any pain. A little fall of rain can hardly hurt you now. I'm here. That's all I need to know. And you will keep me safe.
Till you and are you sleepy.
Will keep me close, and rain will make the flowers
grow. Nice, good job, guys. Hey,
thank you.
And you know, and it's really kind of cool because
there won't be a dry eye.
When you guys come in here and we put you on the spot to do that, it's not like you guys haven't been out in the hallway going, me. I mean, it's just, you know, cold start of the engine.
They're both so talented. So
talented. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be able to work with you guys.
Okay, Les Mis, November 21 through 24, collaboration with Moonlight Musicals and Lubbock Symphony. Looking forward. You guys, what does it mean to you guys on a resume or a veto when you sit there and say, yeah, I worked with Gashin?
That's one of the
major highlight of my
points.
Resume. Yeah. Right now.
And also to get to work with the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra, I've never gotten to do a show with such a huge caliber before. So I'm really excited about that and the professionalism of the show. Right. It's one of the biggest ones that I think I've ever done. Yeah. So I'm definitely excited.
And tickets
about
are going
it.
Fast.
Yeah. So get them now.
Yeah. Right.
Most people didn't know this, but the base secret, the main secret ingredient in LSO is David Cho's hair.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yes,
I can believe it.
Well, the show is November 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th. There's a matinee on the 27th. That's a Sunday.
Wait a minute. Are you talking Les Mis?
Yes.
No, I thought it was November 21, 22, 23, 24.
Yes, yeah.
You're still in October.
I'm looking
it up. Wrong month.
I didn't think that sounded right. I was hang on a minute. Good. Yeah, 21st
through the
24th. Yeah.
All right, now, also coming up, we've got Lubbock Moonlight Musicals, The Madrigal Dinners. And the king requests your presence at his Christmas feast.
Cool.
The Madrigal Dinners.
You must make yourself present.
Yes.
Okay, that's December 13, 14, 20, 21, 22, 23. It's Christine DeWitt, Ice House Theater. And you need to reserve your place today. Are you guys involved in that too?
Yeah.
Yes, we will be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
You'll see us there.
Now, for the Madrigal Dinners, you can get your ticket at selected seats 770-2000. Go to lubbockmoonlightmusicals.org if you'd like to. Hey, thanks for coming in and being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing you in the show.
Thank you.
See you at rehearsal.
All right. See you then.
See you soon.
Bye.
Tonight. Rehearsal tonight. Yeah.